Hey everyone, Michael here. Welcome into Proverbs chapter 9. Again, if you're just joining us, you've jumped over, you're on YouTube and you're just searching, pop through this. What are you talking about, Mike? Proverbs chapter 9. Well, we've been going through Proverbs, which is one of the most ancient books ever written, probably one of the wisest books ever written. And it's written by a gentleman by the name of Solomon. And God, through his Holy Spirit, kind of prompted Solomon to write this. Now, if you don't know who Solomon is, he is often referred to not only by God's word, but also by many as being the wisest man that ever lived. So here's a question. If you could be in a place where you said, you know what, I'm going to get advice from somebody. Would you rather get it from the guy that is working, doing this or that? Or would you rather get it from the wisest person that ever lived? I think, hopefully, if that makes sense, you're gonna dial into the person that was very, very wise. So today we're talking about Proverbs chapter 9. Obviously, if you don't know, there's 31 chapters in Proverbs. And so one of the things that we've done through this teaching is provided 31 chapters, one chapter a day that you can listen to on iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, but also joining us on Rumble as well as YouTube. And my goal is to really have this be something. My prayer really is to have this be something that changes hearts and minds and helps you grow in truth. So before we jump in, let's have a word of prayer. God, we thank you for this day, the time that we could be here together, the opportunity to be able to communicate this truth to folks as they're listening or watching, whatever they're end up doing in their lives. We just pray protection and blessing. Father, we know that the enemy is interested in robbing, killing, stealing, and destroying in our lives. And we just pray protection against that. In Jesus' name, we ask for wisdom from your word that we would be able to receive what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so Proverbs chapter 9, let's jump in again. I encourage you to get your Bible. I am reading from the NLT, which is New Living Translation version. And let's dial in here. I got my highlighter again, by the way, too, right, as I recommend each time. All right, wisdom has built her house, verse 1. She has carved its seven columns. She has prepared a great banquet. Now, oftentimes you'll notice that wisdom is referred to as she or it or he, you know, something like that. But verse 2, she has prepared a great banquet, mixed with the wines and set the table. She has sent her servants to invite everyone to come. She calls out from the heights overlooking the city. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, come eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live, learn to use good judgment. Now, what's interesting is, you know, when you look at wisdom, the kind of parable or paraphrase or whatever you want to call it here that's being referenced is the idea that wisdom is saying, hey, everybody, like, come hang out with me. Let's talk. Let's sit down. Let's relax. Let's fellowship. And what is the word telling us here? What the word is telling us is like, our life is so busy and so distracted by so many things that we oftentimes don't allow ourselves to, quote, fellowship with the wisdom of this world. Anything that you spend time with, you're going to build a relationship with. Anything you spend time with, you're going to develop. I mean, think about it. You can be in a place where you could have, I'm going off screen here for a minute, but you could have your phone. And, you know, you kind of develop, as crazy as it sounds, a relationship with your phone, right? What do I mean by that? Well, you kind of, have you ever been in a place where you're getting up and you're getting ready to leave the house in the morning and you're kind of like, wait, where's my phone at? I lost my phone. And you start thinking, oh my gosh, I need my phone. Well, why do you need your phone? Well, most of your life is on your phone, right? In other words, you've developed a relationship. I know that may sound crazy, but you've developed a relationship in some aspects with that piece of technology. And as we spend time and develop the relationship with God's word and wisdom, it actually changes our life. And that's why it's sharing this way. Verse 7, anyone who rebukes a mocker will get an insult in return. Anyone who corrects the wicked will get hurt. Now, isn't it interesting? And by the way, parents, if you're sitting there with your kids and you're using this as a kind of a nighttime, bedtime, before bed Bible study with them, do a quick word search of the word mocker. Maybe press pause on this and ask your kids, what does mocker mean, right? Maybe Google it, look it up. Don't just read by or run through some of those words. Take a minute. I'm not going to define it here for you, but take a minute and kind of understand what that is. But when you see this in verse 7, it says, anyone who rebukes a mocker will get an insult in return. Anyone who corrects the wicked will get hurt. So obviously the wicked are not interested in correction. They want to do what they want to do. We've read earlier in Proverbs that wicked literally just have to do evil, like in their minds, like that's what they think about. That's how they operate. And we see that sometimes in our world today when we see, you know, people that are in a place where they're abusing children and you know, they're in a place where they're profiting off of those abused children. I think a lot of us understanding that would say that is just pure evil, and it is. And to think about how in the world can someone be so disconnected in their mind that they can literally abuse a child sexually, physically, and all of these things and not allow it to cause them to be, you know, to say, no, we have to stop this. And they actually are more interested in profit. It's a problem. So people that are wicked are going to run to wickedness, unfortunately. And that's why I think here it says anyone who corrects the wicked will get hurt. So verse 8, it says, so don't bother correcting mockers. They will only hate you. But correct the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous and they will learn even more. I love that, you know, and a lot of ways it makes me think of, there was an interview that I did on this show years ago. So you can go back and search for that if you want on the podcast. But I interviewed Vince Gill. And if you don't know Vince Gill, he's a country music singer. In fact, I have a guitar of mine. If you ever see our shots in the studio where we do some shows in the studio, you'll see one of the guitars, not the red one. That one's from Sammy Hagar from Van Halen. He sent me that. But the other one is from Vince Gill. And great guy. I mean, he's won over 20 Grammys. Just very, very smart guy. And one of the things he said years ago, which I'll never forget, is he said, you know, Mike, sometimes you just need to know when to get out of your own way. And I thought, wow, that is so powerful when you think about that. I think one of the reasons that a lot of times in life that we limit our own success is our own pride, our own selfishness, our lack of desire to actually accept wisdom and importantly, accept correction from, by the way, correction from someone that we know actually cares about us, actually wants us to grow, actually wants us to develop, right? And so that's why it says here, it's interesting. It says in verse 9, it says, instruct the wise and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous and they will learn even more. And we've talked about this in times past, that those that are very successful, those are at the top, that are at the top of their game, typically they're in a place where they want training. They want a coach. They will have a coach. Why? Well, because they know that there's more and they want to go after that more. And in life, I think it behooves us to be in a situation where we make sure and ensure that we are open to coaching and wisdom along the way. All right, verse 10. I love verse 10, and I have it highlighted, by the way. It says, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. You know, it's interesting. I mean, how many of us in our life, and I'll ask you this question, you know, really in a place where we're saying we want to have and we'd like to have good judgment in life. Have you thought about that? You know, like I'd rather have bad judgment. I'd really rather make bad decisions in my life, said no one ever, right? So when we understand that the fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment, to me, that would say, you know what? I want to chase after that. I want wisdom. I want knowledge. I want to be in a place in my life where I'm saying, God, what would you have me do? And the only way that that happens is if we slow our pace and we slow the noise. And listen, you may say in your life right now, you know what, Mike, I'm so busy. I just don't have the time. Have you ever felt like that or thought that? I just don't have the time. I can tell you, unless you make the time, you will never have the time. You have to make time for truth. And that's one thing that I'll say is, you know, everybody's got 24 hours in a day. Everyone has 24 hours in a day. And yet what people do with that 24 hours makes all the difference. So you have to make the time. And I think we got to be sincere in our effort to making time to seek wisdom. All right, verse 11, wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. If you scorn wisdom, you will be the one to suffer. Isn't it interesting? You know, you're gonna be in a place where you're gonna directly benefit from getting wisdom. And I think a lot of times we can live a life where we can be very self-centered, right? We can be very selfish in our ways, focusing on us, comfort for us. How do I maintain more comfort for us? And so here, right here directly, verse 11 and 12 is saying, listen, if you get wisdom, hey, you, listen, if you get wisdom, it's going to benefit your life. Now, the overflow is it's going to benefit others around you as well. But directly, it's going to benefit your life. If you knew that there was something that you could do to help you grow you, and you said no, boy, now it's completely on your shoulders, isn't it? So we got to chase after wisdom. Verse 13 says, the woman named Folly is brash. Now, we're talking about folly here, foolishness, basically. She is ignorant and doesn't know it. Verse 14, she sits in her doorway on the heights overlooking the city. She calls out men going by who are minding their own business. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, stolen water is refreshing. Food eaten in secret tastes the best. But little do they know that the dead are there. Her guests are in the depths of the grave. In other words, you're going down the wrong path. You're going down the path of evil if you chase foolishness. That's essentially what's being said here. You are going down the path of evil if you chase foolishness. The only way to chase wisdom is to turn off the world. And I'll leave you with this thought. You know, God says that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And the ways of the world, I want you to really understand this. The ways of the world, you know, when you turn on the TV, when you flip on your phone, when you scroll your social, and when you look at all of these things that are happening, people that are leading society today with their fame and the way they're living their life and what they're doing, I'm telling you, that is not always. Now, sometimes it is, but it's not always the ways of the world. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with fame and notoriety. There's nothing wrong with being popular. There's nothing wrong with people knowing who you are. Nothing wrong with any of those things. So I'm not saying that at all. Remember, influence is nothing more than a tool. That's all it is. But what I'm challenging you to do is to say, if you're following an idea or a person or a thought, where does that information that they're sharing, where does it come from? Where do they get their thought? And nobody has, for the most part, original ideas, right? So where are they getting that information from? Is it coming from just the world or someone else, or maybe it is just them, or is it coming from some other source that has been time-tested and true and consistent? You know, the Bible is the oldest book, one of the oldest books around. They've tried to get rid of it time and time and time and time again. There's been rulers and kings that have tried to burn it and get rid of it. It's still the best-selling book of all time. And we're never going to get rid of this because why? This is God's word. So I want to challenge you to be thinking about in life, what are you doing to make sure and to ensure the wisdom that you're getting is coming from truth? That's why we wanted to dive in the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. Join me, chapter 10. Hey, listen, if you've been enjoying this series, we'd love your comments, love your feedback, love your thoughts. And also, I want to encourage you to set notifications so you know when Proverbs 10 comes out and get some friends involved with you on this journey. Don't do this alone. Right? Get them involved. Have them get a Bible and you guys then talk about what are some of the things that you're learning, whether you've been studying the Bible for years or whether this is your first time. Like, take some time to say, okay, I've tried and learned and looked at all of these other things. Why not for myself? Not what my dad said, not what my mom said, not what a pastor or priest or someone else said, but why not for myself? Not what my church said. Why not for myself? Take time, actually, you know, pick up a copy of God's Word and take some time to spend some time in the truth and see how it teaches you, see what you learn, and see where you grow from it. Thanks for joining. We'll see you in the next one, really, for Proverbs 10. All right, talk to you soon.